This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Vikasit Bharat. Emphasizing self-reliance, Mr. Modi said, it is the demand of the time that everything required to make India a developed nation must be built within the country. Mr. Modi was speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod in Gujarat. Citing the rise in domestic manufacturing, he noted that Indian-made railway components are now exported to countries like England, France, Mexico and Germany. He praised MSMEs and the youth for driving this growth. Speaking on Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister Modi said it is not just a military action, but an expression of Indian values and emotions.
Operation Sindoor is not just a military action. ये हम भारतीयों के संस्कारों हमारी भावनाओं की अभिव्यक्ति है आतंक फैलाने वालों को सपने में भी सोचा नहीं होगा मोदी से मुकाबला करना कितना मुश्किल होता है
Mr. Modi also launched various development projects of the state government related to rail and other sectors. Marking the 11th anniversary of his swearing-in as Prime Minister, he recalled the trust first placed in him by Gujarat and then by the nation.
26 मई का दिन है, साल 2014 में, आज के ही दिन पहली बार मैंने प्रधानमंत्री के तौर पर शपथ ली थी। गुजरात के आप सभी के लोगों ने मुझे भरपूर आशीर्वाद दिया। और बाद में देश के कोटि-कोटि जनों ने भी मुझे आशीर्वाद देने में कोई कमी नहीं रखी।
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated a locomotive manufacturing plant of the Indian Railways in Dahod. Mr. Modi also flagged off the first electric locomotive manufactured from the plant. The Prime Minister arrived in Gujarat this morning on a two-day visit to the state, and soon after his arrival, he held a massive roadshow in Vadodara. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhuj to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 33 development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has announced that around 15 foreign universities will establish campuses in India by this academic year with government approval already granted. Mr. Pradhan was speaking at the letter of intent handover ceremony to the United Kingdom's Liverpool University in New Delhi today. Speaking to the media, the minister said the Liverpool University is set to begin operations next year, while two Australian universities have already started sessions in Gujarat. India continued to expose Pakistan's nefarious design globally to support terrorism with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against the menace. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today held interaction with think tanks at Seoul in South Korea and highlighted that sponsoring terrorism has been the state policy of Pakistan since the last 40 years. Heavy rain is lashing several parts of Maharashtra today as the southwest monsoon advanced further into the state. Mumbai witnessed thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds this morning. Traffic movement has been badly affected in the city. In Baramati city of Pune district, heavy rain and a cloud burst were recorded, resulting in a flood-like situation. NDRF teams are conducting rescue and relief operations following the inundation of several villages. A day after declaring the onset of the southwest monsoon in Maharashtra, the IMD has issued orange and yellow alerts for various regions of the state. Heavy rains also continue to lash coastal and interior Karnataka following the onset of monsoon. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians in a crucial game in Jaipur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.